Usually this is a time that's reserved for celebration of the Canadian state, Canadian multiculturalism, tolerance, and benevolence. But today we would like to focus on the less talked about role of the Canadian state, both inside and outside of Canada. Here with us today, by phone, we have Nazila, a community activist and member of IPSM, the Indigenous People Solidarity Movement. Welcome, Nazila.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you.
The IPSM have been holding a speaker series entitled The People's Histories of Canada.
Right.
Could you give us a bit of an overview of what has and is taking place?
Right. Well, just like you said, that the idea behind the People's Histories of Canada was sort of, I guess, using the term used by Howard Zinn in his book of having a people's history of Canada and having a perspective that would confront the usual perspective that's displayed around Canada Day. So what you were talking about, the myths surrounding the Canadian state of multiculturalism, benevolence, tolerance, justice, etc.
Mm-hmm.
By touching on several issues. So it's a series of workshops that were happening this week. And so it's mainly four workshops. The first one was entitled Quebec Nationalism, an Anti-Colonial Movement, and was basically touching on Quebec nationalist movements from an anarchist perspective, and also with regards to Indigenous self-determination and attention versus mutual self-determination that could potentially arise in that perspective. So that was on Sunday. Yesterday there was another workshop at the Native Friendship Center in Montreal entitled Our Home and Native Land, 500 Years of Resistance. But the focus really was on residential schools and education. And so it was a perspective from the residential schools as a tool used by the Canadian state to oppress the Indigenous peoples here in Turtle Island, and also a history of resistance against the Canadian state and the Canadian oppression. Tonight, actually, as we speak, or probably in a few minutes, will be the third workshop on the myths of Canadian multiculturalism, a people's history of Canadian migration policies, which is really, at the same time, a historical perspective of Canadian immigration policies, so touching on the Chinese head tax and exclusion act, the internment of Japanese during Second World War, and other immigration policies, and more sort of in the contemporary era, post 9/11, with the smart border and other agreements, and the immigration / refugee policies that the Canadian state have been continuing as part of this sort of more general imperialist colonial ideology. And the last one is tomorrow night, and it's entitled Canadian Interventions Abroad, Humanitarian Aid or Colonialism. And so there's going to be three speakers basically touching on Canadian involvement both politically, economically, in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also in Haiti. And there's going to be a speaker also talking about Canadian involvement in Palestine. So that's sort of the four general workshops, and we hope through that to address several issues and to sort of make links between different struggles going on at the same time here and abroad.
That's actually a very, very broad range of discussions that are taking place.
Right.
Why did you group these speaker series together in this way?
Well, the idea, as I said earlier, is really to confront the different myths that surround Canada and the Canadian state, and those myths are usually very much highlighted around Canada Day, and to sort of try to deconstruct all the strategies that the colonial state has been using to, the assaults on immigrants and racialized communities under the guise of national security or other pseudo motives, and also the assaults on Indigenous communities. And we think that all of these, at the same time, all of these colonial sort of strategies and assaults are linked because they're part of the same dominant, oppressive, imperialist ideology. But we also want to focus on the people's resistance to these assaults. So trying to make links between the initiatives that have been taken by communities, racialized communities here in Canada, but also Indigenous communities, and also Quebec nationalism as it sort of plays into the big picture as a movement for self-determination, and try to group these in a series of workshops and discussions.
Hmm. So the speaker series that's taking place tomorrow, this is on the Canadian role abroad. We actually had Magalie X here in February, and she She detailed some of the harmful Canadian involvement in Haiti from, you know, from the overthrow of the elected, you know, democratically elected government to support for an illegitimate and repressive regime, you know, including the training of their police. And I know, I think this certainly shattered the myth of Canadian benevolence for, you know, for a lot of listeners. Today's focus is on Indigenous struggles in Canada. And as a member of the IPSM, what are some of the issues you've most recently been struggling with?
Well, the most recent, as a solidarity group, I guess we try to support the work that is essentially done by the community. And the most recent campaign that we're sort of getting involved in right now as we speak is a Smart Cards campaign. As you might know, the Canadian state has once again decided to pick on the Indigenous communities, and more specifically the community of Ganawaga, to launch a national ID card program that would include biometric measures, which is a program and a project that was initially attempted to be applied to the whole population of Canada and was rejected by several at several stages, and was never, the law was actually never passed. So they wanted to start a pilot project now in Ganawaga, trying to sell it to the community, saying that it was gonna, it will create jobs and economic opportunity and whatnot in the community, but the community is very opposed to the idea, obviously, and so we're working on trying to launch a campaign again to try and stop this this new assault on Indigenous peoples in here in Turtle Island, and trying to, you know, ostracize them, singleize them, and sort of exceptionalize them within the Canadian society, and and not listen to their self-determination or attempts to self-determination or will to self-determination, and do that through a very systematic, pervasive, and legalistic way. So that's the most recent campaign that we've been involved in with IPSM.
Yeah, that certainly is a very, very urgent campaign. Thank you, Nazila, so much, and all the best to the Solidarity Movement.
Thank you.
The Indigenous peoples of Montreal and Canada in their continued struggle against Canadian colonialism.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, bye.